Sometimes starting over means more than just looking for a new job or a new place to live. It means relearning how to live life on life's terms. Cook Inlet Tribal Council runs a free 2-year intensive residential program in Anchorage to help men do that. KSKA's urban affairs reporter Ann Hillman visited Sean Lute.
Bill Cerneau sits in a bright, airy common room, his late uncle's heavy gold ring whacking into the table as he gestures broadly. 20 years ago, his family never would have let him near such an heirloom.
Gold ring, I would never have one of these. A Rolex watch, no way. I couldn't hold one of these for 2 hours before. It's going to the connection. Everything I looked at, leather coats, all I saw was heroin. How much can I get for that?
For more than 20 years, Cernos was in and out of jail. He couldn't hold down a job for more than a month. He was struggling with a heroin addiction and the fact that occasionally, the basics of modern life suck.
Sometimes it's like waking up in the same house from the same bed and getting in the same car and going to the same job and doing it over and over and over again. Not just for a day or a week, for years and years, you know?
By the early 90s, Cernos was ready to clean up his act. He joined the Delancey Street program in San Francisco. It's the model for Sean Lute, the residential education program that he now runs. Sean Lute requires participants to hit reset. They move into the house with only the basics and share a bunk bed in a dorm room. For the first month or so, they can't communicate with any family or friends outside of the program. They focus on relearning the basics, proper hygiene, cleaning the house, cooking dinner.
Let me get the light. I gotta teach them. Save electricity, too. That's living life on life's terms, Ann. You know, if you're paying the electricity bill, you're going to turn the light off.
But Cernos isn't the only one teaching life skills. The philosophy behind Sean Lute is each one, teach one. Once a participant learns a skill, he teaches the next guy who joins the program. Cernos says this encourages responsibility and accountability as they earn new privileges, like writing letters to their parents twice a month, or moving into a room with single beds instead of bunks. Eventually, participants move on to learning new skills by working for one of Sean Lute's businesses. They make wholesale foods for coffee shops and do lawn care.
We have a janitorial service where we clean the Credit Union One Bank here. I know, how cool is that, huh? Yeah, they let a bunch of us, ex-convicts, drug addicts, criminals, go into their bank and clean it at night.
The emphasis is on X. The recidivism rate for program graduates is only 19%, less than a third of the statewide average. But going to Sean Lute is never a condition of parole. The participants are only there because they choose to be. It's voluntary.
You wrote me a letter and you asked to come here and you told me why you wanted to come here. I didn't send out no invitations, you know, so you said you wanted to be here.
And if they don't want to deal with the extremely strict rules?
There's the door. Go. If you don't want to be here, we don't want you here.
Kevin Carlson chose to join the program a year ago after 6 years of drug use and a quick stint in the Anchorage jail. He'd lost his wife and his kids and says 6 months of rehab just wasn't going to be enough to transform his perspective. He says so far he's figured out
how to be less self-centered, less worried about what I need, and more worried about what I can do to help. Sean Lute has taught me how to, as long as the product is coming out the same, just let somebody do it their way. Not everything has to be my way.
Carlson says he's not who he wants to be yet, but through Sean Lute, he's getting there. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.